The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. Opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And good morning. It is a gorgeous Saturday out there. A little cold, but hey, we'll take the bright blue skies and the sunshine anytime. It is 10:07 and we are live here with WeFindYourCar.ca. Ryan Bonner with you, but more importantly, Vince Siluzzi is here as well. And you can call him anytime at 905-875-4925. But why would you call him? That's the big question here. It's if you need to get the pre-owned vehicle that you want, you get to determine what it looks like, the color of the paint, the interior, the make, the model, everything. You decide, you pick, and Vince's job is to go out there and find it for you. He's the best in the business. Again, any information on this, we'll be talking all about it this show, but wefindyourcar.ca. We'll also talk about cashforyourcar.ca. A lot to get into, you know, leasing, buying, what you should do. We'll also do some on-air appraisals, as we always do every show. But before we get to all that, and of course, your phone calls, anytime, give us a shout here, 416-870-6400, and ask your automobile questions of Vince Siluzzi. We always have to kind of find out what's going on with the business, especially as we are still in the midst of another wave of this pandemic. Vince, good morning. How are things going?
Great, buddy. Good morning to everybody listening. And yeah, it's some crazy times for a long time now. I mean, this isn't something that just happened yesterday. We've been living in this nightmare for a very long time. And with the newest lockdown announced, they have not shut down car dealers. We are an essential service. We've only ever been shut down for 1 month last year for the month of April. But I think the Ford government realizes that we can do this safely. It's a huge part of the economy. And so is a lot of other businesses that are shut down. But, you know, and I definitely do want to stand for all those businesses. There's some things I don't get why some small businesses are shut down, but I don't want to turn this whole show into politics. But let's talk about car dealers and COVID. Before we get into that, I guess just a quick summary, if anyone's listening for their first time, wefindyourcar.ca. We're a division of Parkway Auto Trade, which is a physical used car dealership in Milton, Ontario. We have an inventory, just like a lot of used car dealers that you can visit or see out there. The thing that we do differently is if we don't have a specific vehicle in stock for our clients, we will search and go through all our resources of dealer auctions to find the perfect car and put it, you know, into our client's driveway, hopefully. Saying that, it is a no-obligation free service. And what that means is you simply go to wefindyourcar.ca, you fill out a form, you just hit the Get Started button, and you tell us what you're looking for. We, in turn, will respond with a price as if we had that car here. Our lot is virtual. We've got access to thousands of vehicles across Canada that are sitting at dealer auctions, stuff that were traded in to new car dealers from Newfoundland all the way to BC, and that those dealers, let's say if it's a GM store and they took in a Chrysler on trade, they don't want to sell Chryslers off their lot, so they find someone like myself or other used car dealers that sell all makes and models, and we can bid on those cars. We're protected. As far as the purchases go, we'll get into those protections a little bit later as well, and then we can in turn sell it to you. The best part of it is you get to sit in our virtual chair. You sit at home, you get emailed a whole bunch of pictures, you pay nothing up front, you decide if you want to buy the vehicle, I send you the car proof, I guarantee that there's no scratches, dents, scrapes, it's never been smoked in, we guarantee the options, we guarantee that it's original paint via a paint meter test, and of course you get the Carfax, and of course there'll be no liens on the car when you're buying from a used car dealer. At that point, you decide if you want to put a $1,000 deposit down for us to purchase the car on your behalf, but because we are a licensed used car dealer, you have all the protections here in Ontario. Even if the car we find is out of province, where if you were to buy the car directly from a dealer out of province, you don't have the same protections. So you can use our service as the middleman to get you a car, to protect you, to ensure great quality, to ensure full reconditioning, and to ensure a great price.
And as I said, if anybody has any questions about that, Vince, or the process, they can give us a shout here on the show at 416-870-6400. And we do have our first caller this morning. We always get to those as soon as we can. We'll say hi to David in Toronto. How are you doing, David?
Good, thank you. My quick question is, so you you go and get new or used? Is that what I'm hearing?
We only sell used vehicles. We cannot get new cars. We can get slightly used cars that can be anywhere from 6 months old to a year old, but we are not a new car dealership or affiliated with anything new.
So I've got a quick question. I'm looking to purchase a Jeep, either Rubicon or Wrangler or whatever. Now, what are the kilometers too high in your opinion? Because I'm looking at ones that are, you know, a couple of years old and they've got, you know, excess of 150,000 kilometers, and they're still wanting, you know, well over $40,000 for them. Is that a bit high, or is that pretty much about average?
I wouldn't buy that, but I'll tell you, David, that the thing is, Jeeps are the most expensive cars to buy in Canada right now because it's the number one exported car to the U.S. So the U.S. buyers or dealers have pushed up our prices so high that the Canadian dealers are left with buying something that is newer with 150K and still selling it for, like you say, for over 40,000. So yes, Jeeps are great vehicles and people are looking for them, and we can sell that to you as well and maybe save you another $1,000 or $2,000. But the problem is, you have to understand, you are definitely overpaying when it comes to a used Jeep right now, and that's just the truth of it. I never lie. I always tell people, you know, the facts, and that is the facts. But it's not going to change anytime soon, and if people want a Jeep, they're going to have to make their best decision with what is available to us out there. I don't mind newer cars with higher mileage. That sounds like you're pushing it. When you're getting over 150 to 200 for a car that's 2 years old, it just sounds like way too many kilometers put on in a short time to me.
Okay, thanks very much.
No problem.
I appreciate the call there, David. And if you wanted to talk to Vince further off air, please give him a shout at 905-875-4925 or simply wefindyourcar.ca. And it's a good call, and it's, you know, it's an interesting question, Vince. Perhaps you said that situation won't change for a while, the pricing for something like a Jeep. But I'm sure there are certain times of years that people should look at certain types of vehicles, and that can always change. But the general public out there may not be aware of those swings or those best or worst times to look.
No, and some people are not aware that Americans are buying Canadian cars. You know, 7 years ago, we were buying up all their cars, you know, 7 to 10 years ago. Now they've been buying up ours. But speaking of that, our Canadian dollar has been surging back the opposite way. So yes, Somewhere in the near future, you know, with all the stimulus plans and the lack of cars down there, eventually that's going to go away, and it might flip-flop to us buying U.S. cars again. We just don't know. We're watching the market. We're seeing the dollar rise. We're still seeing the Americans paying top dollar for vehicles, and that's why we always talk about buying your car, especially if you have a Jeep or a truck or an SUV. We're getting people crazy money that are selling their cars direct to us, vehicles they don't need anymore. We'll get into that on the next segment.
Sure.
But coming back a little bit to COVID, I just want to talk about quickly COVID as we were starting the show, and how dealers do protect the clients. We are by appointment only, so we are fully open. You can visit dealerships. You can test drive cars. We have to pre-sanitize and post-sanitize cars after people drive them. We have to wear masks indoors. We have to social distance. You know, we wear gloves if we have to appraise a vehicle. Inside my office, for example, there's the big plastic shield. So when clients are sitting, we're doing everything possible, and we know we're making people feel safe, and it's working. So all you have to do, if you do want to visit us here in Milton to see our current inventory, because we do have an inventory of cars. If you need something immediate, you can check that at wefindyourcar.ca, scroll down to current inventory, call me at 905-875-4925, make an appointment. You can come see the car, test drive the car. There's never any pressure here. And we do have an indoor showroom full of sports cars right now. We have about 7 sports cars, which they've been hard to get during the COVID, you know, times.
Really?
So definitely check out. We have Corvettes. We have Mustangs. We've got an Audi TT. So we definitely have a nice little selection from older to newer vehicles. And we also have tons of, you know, SUVs, we have commercial trucks, we have cars, you name it, we try to stock it. And everything that we put here on our inventory, we take that same care, and we spend all that time to ensure the same things we do if we find you a car that we don't have. So you can take full confidence in our current inventory, and you can take full confidence if you want me to find you a vehicle, especially when you're not paying anything up front for that service.
And this is, as we've talked in the show, this is a process that you know, especially the virtual side of things, where people don't have to come out to necessarily to see you by appointment right now. You've been doing this for years, and they've kind of perfected that model. So this is nothing new. That the past year or so with the pandemic and COVID-19 hasn't thrown a wrench into the way you guys do your business. It's you've always been online and able to connect with people virtually or over the phone. And when we come back, as you mentioned, we'll touch on cashforyourcar.ca, explain that process a little more. But if anybody has any questions like David, give us a shout here. We are live this Saturday morning. We've just ticked over into the fresh new month of May. We are at 416-870-6400. Any questions you have about the pre-owned vehicle process? You're like Dave. You have questions. You're thinking, hey, I want to hop into this new car. Do you have it on the lot? Do you think you can get it? And how much? Let's talk about that and more here as we continue with WeFindYourCar.ca with Vince Luzzi and me, Ryan, on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
That we are, and we are live here. Just a reminder, it's 10:20 a.m. on this beautiful Saturday morning. And I say that because we are here to take your calls live at 416-870-6400 on WeFindYourCar.ca. If you have any questions, not for me, for Ryan, but for Vince Uluzzi, he can find you the pre-owned vehicle that you're looking for. It's his job. Doesn't cost anything up front. It's his job to listen to what you're interested in, what you're looking for. He might have some recommendations to make himself. He may have the vehicle that you're looking for on his lot, but his job is to essentially place you in that virtual chair. Then he will go out across the GTA, Ontario, Canada, and get you that car you're looking for. Protections are in place in case, you know, it's not exactly what you thought it would be. But I think, Vince, as we always say here on the show, that rarely ever happens, if at all. And the process is seamless and easy and essentially takes all the stress off of your shoulders. And in a couple of minutes, we'll discuss, you know, especially now during this pandemic, you might not be in the best financial situation, but you still need a vehicle. We can explain how Vince can potentially help you out there with the financial side of things. But let's take a look, Vince, at cashforyourcar.ca. And I'm sure we can probably slip in a few on-air appraisals. People have vehicles and they want to trade it in or get cash from you. How does that whole process start?
So we are a car dealership that sells vehicles. We do take trade-ins anytime. If you're buying a car from us, you can obviously trade in a vehicle that you have towards your new purchase to save you the hassle. But a big service that we do and we've been doing for many years is we'll just buy your car for cash. You don't have to buy a car from us. We talk about inventories being low for new and used car dealers, which they are starting to get better. We're noticing, you know, small up climbs. We're noticing some prices coming down a little bit on lesser expensive cars, like cars from, say, $5,000 to $12,000. And hopefully one day we'll start seeing it in the trucks and the Jeeps and some of the SUVs. We're already seeing them. So we're starting to see some of the little corrections with inventories growing, which means new car dealers are starting to get some new cars to sell people, where it may have been tougher a year ago when COVID first started. The manufacturers are making vehicles, which means people are trading in their cars, which means dealers like myself have access. But one thing that we've been doing quite a bit of with our listeners, almost to the same volume of people buying cars from us as people are selling us their cars. We have people that are working now remotely from home and don't feel like they need two vehicles anymore. They want to go to a one vehicle family. We have people where, you know, kids can still go off to school and the child's car. We have estate sales. Unfortunately, when someone passes in the family, nobody wants to sell their cars and have strangers coming to their home as it is. But now during COVID, people don't want to risk catching COVID just to sell a car and maybe make an extra $1,000. So the things that we are looking for, number one and foremost, are cars that are not old and rusted out with 300,000 kilometers. We don't deal with scrap cars. We're not a scrap yard. We're looking to buy cars that we can either resale on our lots, or what we've been doing a lot of is helping people get top dollar for their vehicles because we have American resources, meaning we can sell direct to American buyers for top dollar. What are the number one vehicles? Jeeps and trucks. Plain and simple, if you have a Jeep Wrangler, specifically a Jeep Wrangler, and if you have any type of truck, a Ford, a GM, a Honda, a Chevy Colorado, it doesn't matter from small size to full size pickup vehicles. It doesn't matter the make. We can definitely get you top dollar. We had a situation where a client had a lease. At the end of the lease, they were able to make money off of their lease because it was a truck. Now, if you were driving maybe a Honda Accord, and at the end of your lease, you owe so much money and you're, you know, a little bit below your mileage, you might not be able to make anything off of that lease. But if you had a Honda Ridgeline, you probably can. The best thing about this all is it's free just to call and ask me. 905-875-4925. Ask for Vince. I'll appraise your car in basically 2 minutes over the phone, and you can see if you have equity, whether you owe money on it or not, whether you own it outright or not. It's just an easy service. A lot of people have been taking advantage of it, and we are just looking to make a little bit and get you the most in your pocket. So try the service. You have nothing to lose. Especially if you're just going to return a lease, say you have an F-150, it's been leased for 3 years, you're just going to give it back, you have regular mileage, well, maybe you can make a few $1,000s off of it, and we put that money right direct in your pocket. All you have to do is call us or fill out a form at cashforyourcar.ca. It's that easy, Ryan.
And you know, the phone lines are open, so we'll do the on air appraisal portion of the show. We usually do it a little later, but it's a beautiful day. Why not do it now? So if you have a vehicle, and Vince, as you said, we're not looking at rust buckets, something on three wheels here. You know, a couple of years old, and it's still in, you know, nice condition. Give us a shout. Talk to Vince right now at 416-870-6400. Tell him what you have, and Vince can do an appraisal, because you're maybe thinking, I want to get rid of it this week or next week, or a couple of months from now. I'm planning ahead. Or it, maybe it's just something on the spot, you know, and something can happen today. But get an idea of what your vehicle may be worth, and if it's a kind of a cash deal or a trade. And for those, Vince, individuals who are thinking, you know, I don't need you. I don't need your help. I'm just gonna throw it up online somewhere in a site and kind of deal with the inquiries that way. I mean, there are some pros, but there are definitely some cons of that whole process, trying to just do it all yourself as an individual.
I mean, there's unfortunately in our world, there are bad people out there. So a lot of people don't want, you know, bad people to come to their home. Most people are good people. We know that. You always have a little risk with selling anything, whether it be furniture or a vehicle. But when you're dealing with larger purchases, there's tends to be more scams that take place. You know, the UCDA, which is the Used Car Dealer Association, and OMVIC, they put out a lot of commercials. You know, they warn people of curbsiders buying private sales, and they also warn sometimes of selling your vehicle. So just be careful out there. If you can get top dollar from somebody like me, I'm an easy way to do it. There has definitely been a lot of fluctuations, though. So if you call me on a Monday and I give you a price for a car, on Friday it can change. So, you know, we always are reevaluating. Yeah, I mean, I can offer someone $10,000 on a Monday, and essentially that appraisal is good for a few days, but then on Friday, it might be $8,000. It could be $11,000. We have to go with the times. It's like gold and oil. I mean, we buy and sell quick. So if we're finding a buyer for your car right away, I can lock that buyer and guarantee that price as long as I get the car within, say, a reasonable amount of time. So just understand that when I quote you, it's an idea for, say, 24 to 48 hours. It may go up in 48 hours. It may go down. But generally, in a short time frame, I can honor it. So when you're calling us to do this, we have online auctions that I can post your car on. I can sell direct. These are short time frames. So get an idea from me over the phone. But when you're looking to actually sell, we've got to do things quick. And you get paid right away. So there's no delay on your payment.
I was going to say, Vince, one thing too, you also handle is the, you know, going back and forth on the price, and not everybody's, you know, properly positioned to be able to do that sort of thing. And that's what you can kind of help with. But let's jump to, got a couple of calls coming in on this. People wanted to get an idea of what their vehicle may be worth at 416-870-6400 and cashforyourcar.ca. Let's say good morning to John in Orangeville. John, what do you have?
Hey guys, how you doing this morning?
Good, John.
Good. Hey, I got a 2016 Ram. SLT, 887 on it.
Well, you got a lot of mileage, John.
It's a little bit. I bought it with 39, and I've just all highway, basically Toronto to Orangeville, so up and down Highway 10.
Okay, and are you a Ram 1500?
Yes.
Okay, and is it gas or diesel?
It's gas. It's the club cab, so it's the smaller back doors.
Yep.
I've got the RAM boxes on the side.
Yep.
I mean, as far as, like, you know, upgrades, that how I bought it, so I got all the bug deflectors and things like that, but I've also got a remote start, and what I found out was in this year or around this year, Bluetooth, I've also got that, which is a big thing.
Yeah, and no accidents with it, John?
No accidents.
And is it the 5.7 liter?
No, V6.
Ah, okay. That's going to hurt it a bit on the value. I'm going to peg that vehicle. Like, do you want to know if it's something that you wanted to sell it or for something that you wanted to trade into us and, like, we pay you money on the spot?
So it's kind of twofold. I'm looking to get myself into another vehicle.
Yep.
So, I mean, another truck, but there's certain things, just caveats with that. So I'm looking to get something maybe without the toolbox. They don't serve my purpose very well. So I'm looking for something maybe with maybe a cap on the back. You know, I'm not opposed to getting into a Chev, but I would like to get into another Ram if I could.
Okay. I'll just, for this show, I'm going to tell you your vehicle on a trade's probably worth somewhere around $15,000.
Okay.
We can possibly broker you a truck. Just fill out a form at wefindyourcar.ca, put in little notes. Vince offered me $15,000. I'll remember who you are, and then I'll at least quote you on the truck, whether I can find you one or not. Trucks aren't the easiest right now. But at least you'll get an idea of what we can do for you. But as far as your vehicle on a trade, $15,000 if on a trade, and for you to sell it yourself, maybe $18,000.
Awesome. All right. Well, John, Vince is giving you an idea there. And as he said, if you go to, you know, for instance, wefindyourcar.ca, fill out a form, you can talk to him further about that. There's a situation there. We're a truck-themed show, Vince, because we're going to move on to another caller here.
Sure.
Chris in Collingwood. And what do you have, Chris?
Hey, Vince. Hey, guys. So I've got a F-150 to 2016 XTR, pretty much loaded except with not leather or whatever. Now, the question really is, I put a lift on it. I've got a 7-inch lift on 37s, new tires, new rims. Wondering, so I've heard some advice just to hang on to it. It's got about 150,000 K. So okay. Is this something I should be looking at selling at this point in time, or do you hang on to it? Or
if I had a truck with 150K right now, I'd be for the money that they're worth, because it's not going to last forever. One day they're going to drop $5,000 to $8,000 trucks, which I mean means you can buy one cheaper. But if you're not looking to get another truck, I would be selling my truck right now. But if you're looking to buy another truck, you're going to pay top dollar for what you're buying. So at which point you can hold. And if you're going to buy another truck in the future, then you can, even if yours drops $5,000, so will be anything that you're buying. So my advice is only hold if you're looking at getting another truck. Sell if you're not looking at getting another truck. Vehicle with 37-inch tires and a lift has no value to us, unfortunately. So it's possible something that you'll have to sell privately. We can post things like that on our online auction, but as far as dealers go, we want stuff stock.
Okay. Good advice. Okay, so just keep it, essentially, is what you're saying.
Yeah, if you're going to buy another truck, I would just keep it if it's something that you're fond of and you spent all that money, because you're going to lose money getting rid of that stuff. Unfortunately, when you do the lifts and the big wheels, you're going to get, if you're lucky, if you'll get half that money back. And if you trade it into a dealer, we don't even want that stuff. I just want to pay you what that truck's worth of stock. That's how we buy and sell vehicles, generally.
Thanks for the call there, Chris. It's almost, Vince, it sounds like the stock market, in essence. You know, buy now, sell later, hold, you know? It's almost what it's like sometimes.
Yeah, well, at least you can get honest information from this source. I mean, hey, we don't care if we sell you a car or help you buy a car now or 20 years from now. We find that people refer us like crazy. We're just going to tell you the way it is and take our information. And you know, it's free information, and do your own due diligence, just like the stock market. Someone might give you a tip, but someone might always say to you, always do your own due diligence yourself as well. It's nice to take, proper advice, and then you do your own due diligence, and then you make a decision. And if we can help you, great. If not, we're more than happy just to give you that advice.
Excellent. Well, that's why I always, you know, when I shuttle people to you and I say, hey, give Vince a call, it's usually he'll just give you the flat out advice. As we always say, it doesn't cost anybody anything. They don't have to provide you their credit card number up front or cut you a check before you delve into the specifics and the details. It's part of the whole process. But yeah, at least they'll get the straight goods and the facts, and they'll, you know, you'll tell them, hey, you might want to get this brand new. I can't help you with that. Or yeah, let's do it. I'll get you the used vehicle in that sense. But we got some more calls coming in here, Vince. And Some more truck action. Jason in Port Perry. Mike, hold on the line there. Outside of trucks, too, because Vince, somebody was on there, I think, with a mentioning Dodge Caravan, and I said the word truck, and they disappeared. So this isn't just about trucks here, people. So if you have any questions about it, there we go. Exactly. Yeah, we're not one
truck
type of vehicle
specific.
Truck people
don't get the pedestal.
Exactly. So if you have any questions about the vehicle you have, whatever it is, you want to get it in for cash, cashforyourcar.ca, or get the vehicle you want, wefindyourcar.ca. Give us a call here. We're hitting the, well, back to you in a second, right back to some more calls at 416-870-6400 on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. Hold on.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
It is. It's 10:38. We are live here this Saturday morning. Beautiful day out there. Ryan Bonner with you. More importantly, though, Vince Siluzzi, and he's here to get you the car that you want. The pre-owned vehicle, you get to make up your mind what that exactly is. It may be on his lot in Milton. We can talk about exactly where that is and that process. He may, if it's not there, he'll find it for you elsewhere in Canada, if need be, from coast to coast. Vince Siluzzi is at 905-875-4925, and it doesn't cost you a penny to start that process. Give him a call. Shoot a form to him online through the website, and he will connect with you and give you all the information you need after you share a bit with him. And again, it's a free of charge service. 905-875-4925, and give us a call here, though. We're going to slip in some more calls whenever they come. 416-870-6400, and we will talk about, you know, some tough financial spots you may be in and still need that vehicle, and Vince can explain how he can help you with that. But let's jump to another couple of calls here, Vince, as we do some on-air appraisals. Let's say good morning to Mike in Milton. Mike, what do you have for Vince?
Morning, guys. I got a 2014 F-150 Super Crew FX4 4x4 with, I guess I can't remember what it was called, but the specialty package there with the kind of the suede leather interior, whatever you want to call it.
Which trim is it? Is it an FX4, you said?
FX4, yeah. It's fully loaded. The only option I don't have is the silly fold-down step on the tailgate.
Gotcha. And how many kilometers do you have, Mike?
130.
Okay. And just so you know, we are located in Milton, so if you ever do want to bring this by for, you know, what I'll call a proper appraisal, it'll take me 2 minutes while you stand outside, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
But for purposes on this call, I'm going to give you an idea. And are you looking to replace or just sell your truck or just want an idea?
Hey, I'm just an idea what it's worth, see if it's worth looking at getting something newer.
Okay. And it's a 4x4?
4x4. I've got, I don't know if some of the aftermarket stuff makes a difference, but Diamondback tonneau cover. I've got a aftermarket exhaust, intake, and a leveling kit. So the leveling kit just lets you have a little bit bigger than stock tires.
So your vehicle's in a great situation where it's worth as high as it's, you know, as my 26 years, it's as worth as high as trucks have ever been. You know, so you're going to get a great, great value here. I'm almost done. Assuming it's in nice shape, no major accidents, I would say that vehicle wholesale, which I can't believe trucks are worth what they're worth anymore, but I'm going to say it's worth
crunching the numbers
$22,000 to $23,000. And in the old days, that I mean, the truck would be worth $14,000, $15,000. And that's what, you know, so you're worth low 20s, plus your HST savings if you trade it in. It's just crazy. And we can get you that money quick and easy. So keep this in mind if you're ever looking to make that switch, and whether you buy a car from us or just want to sell us your vehicle, keep us in the back of your mind, Mike, and we're just down the road from you anyways.
Awesome, man. Thanks.
No problem. Anytime.
I'm good.
All right, there you go. And sorry about
insanity,
that.
Insanity, Ryan. Insanity.
You were saying, so you weren't kidding when you said that. It's just, you know, what you can get out there depending on the vehicle in this market is just crazy, huh?
It's just my mind is blown, and I've been doing this for 26 years. Like, my head just exploded on doing that one because I don't get it. But it is what it is. Thank the U.S. buyers for anyone owning trucks. Cash in on your investment before the stock drops.
There we go. As we're equating the vehicular market to the stock market here on the show today, yeah, that's obviously what it seems like right now. But at 416-870-6400, we'll get to another call here, Vince. It's okay. Thomas. And Thomas, what do you have for Vince here?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, I have a 2019 Ram 1500 Sport. fully loaded, 5.7.
I'm going to stop you short, my friend. That one's going to be tough, so I won't be able to do it quick because of the age of it. If you're interested, I can call you after the show or fill out a form. If you don't want to you know, do it over the phone, I can do it via email. But a 19 Ram Sport, and I'll get you crazy money for it. I would just text my U.S. buyers, and within about an hour or two, I would be able to give you an evaluation. Are you okay with doing it after the show, Thomas?
Sure.
Yeah, that's one where I don't even want to look at what they're going for on Chrysler lots, because I'm going to get you a lot more for a vehicle like that from my U.S. buyers. And this is where, you know, a resource like us works out great. Something like that, bang, you just hit the jackpot. It's worth crazy money, crazier than 14 F-150s, and they're paying top dollars for that stuff right now. So get me after the show, text me, whatever you want. If I email you, my cell number's in there. You always deal with me direct, and we'll talk to you after the show.
All right, there. And Thomas, if you need that number online, it's cashforyourcar.ca. Quick check there, Vince Cialuzzi, or 905-875-4925. We'll get to another call here, Vince. It is Brian in Pickering. And Brian, what do you have for Vince? I think another, what do you have here?
Good morning, gentlemen. I've got good morning. 2013 Dodge Ram Laramie, 85,000 kilometers on it, very clean. I've got all the options except for, like, sunroof, WeatherTech mats, tunnel cover, sprayed.
Which trim level is it, Brian?
Laramie.
Sorry?
Laramie.
Oh, okay. Got it. And only 85K. And is it the small quad or the big crew cab?
It's a big crew cab with a short box.
Yeah, you got really low mileage. You got also a vehicle here that's worth quite a bit of money for an older vehicle. I'm going to peg that. Man, 85K, such low mileage.
Some tough math
today. People are giving me tough ones today. I think that truck's worth still $27,000 to $30,000.
That's what I thought. Okay, very good. Yeah. Do you have time for a second question?
Very quick, my friend. We're going to commercial.
I have a friend that leased a new truck, and 6 months later, the dealer called him up and said, I'll get you a new truck if you want at no extra cost. How's that work?
Can you repeat the question? I think I missed the whole thing there. You have a friend that leased a brand new vehicle.
And 6 months later, the lease company called him up and offered him a new vehicle at the same price.
Keeping the economy going. And with that happening, remember the gentleman that just called about the 19 Ram? Trucks are worth so much, the newer ones, because of the big exchange rate between Canadian and U.S. dollar. The more expensive the truck, the easier it is for them to export. So the new car dealers can just keep flipping people if you drive a Jeep or a truck. But let me tell you something. Those new car dealers are the ones making all the money. They're enticing people just to simply buy a new vehicle. I would do your research and homework. Call somebody like me and take advantage of what your vehicle is really worth. Then go buy a new truck because you'll actually come out farther ahead. I know it's a little complicated and maybe confusing what I just said there, but the used vehicles that are trucks are worth so much money that the dealers are making more on your six-month-old leased vehicle and saying, hey, just come get another new vehicle. And people are saying, oh, okay, I'll just come pick another color and take the payment, and payment's the same. No, don't do that. You have an asset, even if you're leasing. And that's why people like me are opening people's eyes. But I can't let everybody know in this world, but hopefully enough people are listening to Global News 640 and getting the info. Pocket the maximum money in your pocket. Don't let the dealers make that money. They're entitled to profit, but not the maximum profit.
They are listening, Vince. They definitely are this morning because people are calling in like crazy here. I have Nick and Abdul standing by with some interesting vehicles that they have, and they want to get an idea of the value. And I think if they hold on, we can definitely get to them here. So we'll come back in a moment. It's cashforyourcar.ca. WeFindYourCar.ca as well, and we'll talk about bad credit situations. But we'll get to Nick, Abdul, others at 416-870-6400. Hold on 1 second. It's Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And we're back at it here, Ryan, with you. But most importantly, Vince Cialuzzi, the guy who can find the vehicle you want, pre-owned vehicle, and he will get it for you. That's WeFindYourCar.ca, cashforyourcar.ca. You have a vehicle in good condition. You haven't driven it into the ground, and he can either get you cash or he can do a trade-in. It's cash for your car.ca. The phone lines, I know, Vince, you said they're ringing off the hook where you are at work right now, but they're also ringing off the hook here at the station at 416-870-6400. We got a whole host of calls here, but before we jump right to them, Vince, bad credit situations. If somebody needs a vehicle, but they think they don't necessarily have the cash or can access the financing to get one, how can you help?
And before we get into the bad credit and take those last calls, just want to thank Loretta today. Jody's not doing the vaccine. She's done an amazing job. Thank you very much, Loretta. Going to the bad credit, yes. We do tons of bad credit deals. I mean, plain and simple, people love coming here. People trust us. We're going to get you the best rate. We're going to put you in a car that you want. And I always say, don't go anywhere else. I'll submit your application to one or two of my best subprime banks. I deal with 28 financial institutions, and I'm looking out for your best interest. I get people approved, plain and simple. I get people put in vehicles, plain and simple, and the stuff that's going to, you know, meet their needs. It's not always easy with bad credit and getting the exact car. It depends on the interest rate you're going to get approved at. We get people approved. The starting rate is 9.99, and most people get approved at that rate. I've got a great, great bank that will rebuild your credit because they report to the credit bureau. They are one of the big 6-7 banks out there, and we send them a ton of business, and they send me a ton of approvals appreciating that business. So come to us. I'm going to look out for you. It's free consultation. Just tell me straight up front, you've had some issues, you lost your job during COVID, now you're back working again, but you didn't pay your bills for 3 months, you went bankrupt, you know, unfortunately you got sick and you had to pay those bills first. It doesn't matter. I'll get you a car loan. Just call me at 905-875-4925, or you can fill out a credit application online at wefindyourcar.ca. It's simple, it's easy, and we do it all the time. Obviously, we're here finishing in the last segment. We don't have a lot of time left, but go ahead, Ryan. Let's get to a few more calls.
You got it. Let's do it, and we'll say good morning to Abdul in Toronto. What do you have, Abdul?
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a 2018 BMW X5, the plug-in hybrid.
Yes.
It's an E40. And, I've got 38,695 kilometers on it. I'm leasing it. I've got, like, 1 year left on the lease. My monthly payment is super low, so I know I could probably get rid of it if somebody wanted to take over the lease. I pay, like, $880 a month, which for this car I think is pretty good.
Okay.
But we're looking at getting a bigger car eventually because we've got two kids planning on for number three, hopefully. So,
And you said it was a 2018, like, Abdul?
2018, yeah.
Okay, and how many kilometers do you have?
38,695. So 39.
Just because we're wrapping up the show here, I'm just going to give you a quick idea, okay? With that mileage, the vehicle's probably worth somewhere around $48,000 to $50,000 to us. So if it's something you're ever enticed in, I can list it on my online auction site, get you a very firm number, and then we can go from there. If you're going to be buying another brand new car or leasing another new car, then you deal with the you know, the dealer to lease a car, but I can still buy your car out and give you the equity, okay, if they're not. So just keep us in mind if you ever decide to do that.
Okay, and would I just go to the site, fill out some form or something like that? What's the best way to go about that?
You can call me direct at 905-875-4925. You'll get this voice. You'll only talk to me, or you can fill out a site. I'll remember who it was, and we'll go from there. It's that easy. Yeah. You don't even have to come down to Milton. I'll just get you to take some pictures and send it to me.
There you go. And the best starting point is wefindyourcar.ca there, Abdul. And let's say good morning to Nick in Burlington. Nick, thanks for holding on. What do you have?
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a 2018 GMC Sierra SLT.
All right. And do you have a full crew cab?
It is a crew cab, and it's got the longer box, so the 6'6" box.
Oh, nice. And it's a 1500?
Yes, it is. It's got a Lear cap on it as well, 118,000 kilometers.
You're special today, Nick. You're going to be my last call today.
Okay.
I'm multitasking while I'm, you know, praising you.
Okay.
Because it's you do have some high mileage too. Like, what are you driving so much for?
Back and forth to the cottage up north.
Got it. And is it I didn't get if it's an SLE or SLT.
SLT.
Okay.
Heated and cooled seats, heated steering wheel, lane assist, it's fully loaded.
Yeah, you got a lot of mileage, but like I said, trucks are worth crazy money right now. I'm going to peg that truck at $35,000 to $38,000, maybe a little bit more with my U.S. buyer. So if you truly are interested in selling it, you can always get an idea by calling us like you did on the show today. Again, I would get some pictures from you. You don't even have to come in. Text me some info, and I'll get you a very firm number. Okay, Nick?
Perfect. Thank you for your time.
No problem.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, Nick, I cut you off there at the end, but yeah.
So rude,
the number
Brian.
I know. Hey, what can I say? We gotta keep the thing flowing. So I apologize, but 905-875-4925 and, you know, start at wefindyourcar.ca. Busy with the trucks today there, Vince. It's
totally.
Just, you said it's just the kind of situation we're in right now, huh?
It is crazy with trucks. You got to sell it to us. If you have a Jeep or a truck, and you know, we did a lot of trucks today, but if you have an SUV, there's a lot of other vehicles that we buy. We buy sports cars. If you have a 2000 Corvette, I'll buy it from you. If you have a 2000 Chevy Impala, I won't buy it from you. So there's things that we will buy and things we won't buy. But understand, if you have even a box truck, if you have a wheelchair accessible van of any kind, I'll buy that from you. Like, it never hurts to find out. It's stuff, as long as I can resale, we're looking to buy it. So, you know, I mean, as far as selling you a vehicle, I know we didn't talk a lot about that today because we got overwhelmed with calls. Remember, we've got access to vehicles that were previously used as daily rentals. They're slightly used. They're 6 months old. They're almost new. It's hard to get new vehicles. Save $10,000, $20,000 from you, regardless of it being hard to get new vehicles. Finance it. Own your assets. And have something of value later. So many people lease. We're getting calls again today. People leasing, renting. I'm only paying $880. Yeah, but you know, these times aren't always going to exist where certain vehicles are going to be worth more than your lease buyout. It's going to come back to, you know, back to the future. It's going to come back down to earth,
Marty!
Where vehicles are going to be worth less than your lease payout. So I think people need to start taking advantage of certain things, but also start buying smartly. You should be owning a vehicle, slightly used, or if the new car is a better deal, I'll be the first to tell you that. But check both options out before you buy a new vehicle. Check what your used car options are out. We can add extended warranties to a three-year-old car. I've had people say, well, the new car warranties are only 3 years. I'm going to be out of warranty if I buy a three-year car from you. But when I pose the question that I can save you, you know, $12,000 to $15,000, and an extended warranty only costs a couple thousand dollars, and I can give you 3 to 6 years of extended warranty, it's no different than having a new car with warranty. You can still get a warranty on a slightly used car and take advantage of it, take advantage of a payment, and take advantage of owning an asset. Before you're going to say goodbye, Ryan, a quick special shout out to two special people today, Nancy and Izzy. Hello.
There you go. Hello to them. Goodbye to you, Vince. But thanks for your time here. And of course, if anybody wants to contact Vince directly, wefindyourcar.ca, cashforyourcar.ca, or 905-875-4925. News is on its way next. Have a great day, Vince.
Have a great day, everybody. And hope to see you guys here at the lot, or email me or call me.
There we go. Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. Opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.